Good on focusing upon getting to the point instead of rambling. Today's rehash is about the people who volunteer for Lifeline to be phone counsellors and the people who manage the organisation. I've attached a recording of one of my conversations. I had a discussion with a friend and he's gone off and had a couple of affairs and, you know, chatting with the women online, you know. And she found it, and the wife found out about it, went spastic, and so he made a decision to turn his life around, and that's good. And, you know, but she keeps bringing it up every sort of month or two, and she brings it up in the most inopportune of moments, you know, and like he's married and he's, you know, how he sees things because he's in it, and how he deals with them, that's done to his satisfaction. And but I tend to draw up a list of all the issues, we'll go through them, and then that's the last time you're going to ever bring this shit up, okay? Rather than, you know, opening a bloody trap up, you know, every few weeks, you know, and just sabotaging another good night out and sabotaging a good occasion and a few more weeks sabotaging and then having another fight over it and then a few more weeks having another fight over it and then a few more weeks and sabotaging the fucking another occasion, you know what I mean? And that just drives me fucking insane, you know. Or in my case, more insane. But so I did get the chance to really speak on this, to any sort of, you know, not into naming names and talking about situations. It was just the general sort of nature of her repeatedly bringing this shit up again and again and again and again and throwing it in his face, you know. There comes a time where things are spoken of and dealt with, and then that's it, you know, because it doesn't sort of, in my opinion, it doesn't help anyone, and just dragging it on just adds sort of antagonism to the situation, you know. So I didn't get to debrief about it. So, you know, woke up one morning at 3, I was about to go to bed at 3 a.m. and I decided to speak with someone about it, you know. So I'll give Lifeline a call. And what I got was one of these impertinent cunts, you know, who, you know, oh, I'm a Lifeline volunteer. Oh, you know, you've got to suck up my ass. And so he kept imposing his value system onto me. He kept interrupting. He kept on fucking, you know, demanding that I go along with the leads he keeps throwing out, which drag you off into all sorts of fucking directions. And he was too stupid to know that A, you don't interrupt, B, the questions he's asking are not helpful, and C, if I refuse to follow his lead the first time, then just fucking stop doing it. Take the hint, you know what I mean? And stop fucking interrupting. And it's been my experience over sort of many years that Lifeline is filled with all these fucking volunteers who are retarded cunts and who shouldn't be doing the job. So to really bring this to sort of, and the battery's about to go flat, so to bring this introduction to a conclusion, here's a copy of the fucking phone call, you know. And well, you know, too bad for them because they record the calls too, so, you know, fuck them, you know. But so the entire sort of organisation is that there are some really, 5% of the counsellors are really good, 5% of the people doing the work are really good. They can intuitively navigate the conversations and follow the cues either
either directly stated or inferred, you know what I mean? You get the drift of what's going on type stuff, you know. The next 5% below that, the top 5% are really fucking good at their job type people, you know. The 5% below that are sort of, the top 5% are brilliant, the 5% of people below that are good, you know, and the 5% below that are sort of passable or tolerable, you know, they're a mixture of sort of functional and sort of fucked upness to sort of say, well, I need to talk about what's going on and I won't, this is not fucked up enough to bail on the conversation, you know what I mean? But I don't really like talking to them, you know, and I don't really feel like going back into the lucky death of bloody psychotic volunteers, and the other 85% are just fucking idiots, and most of the sort of volunteers are women, and probably about 80% women and 20% men, and you know, out of the 85%, out of 100 volunteers, there's a clear 85% of people who are just, they're not suitable for the fucking job, they shouldn't be doing it, and just because they can walk into Lifeline and get pats on the head and tick all the right boxes and say all the right things, doesn't mean they should be doing the job. And the fact that the people managing Lifeline are doing such a piss poor job of bloody, you know, signing up any fucking idiot, means they're a bunch of retarded cunts too, you know. You know, you've got to have people who are capable of navigating conversations and not just fucking morons who read, you know, they go by rote and read off flow charts, you know. You know, they flow chart at you and, you know, they're not good. So, yeah. So this is the introduction to this conversation. Good. Okay, thanks. And bye. And what this comes down to is that these retarded cunts, being the management of Lifeline and all these fucked up, crazy, idiot volunteers, you know, feminist, indoctrinated, fucking assholes, idiots and morons, they are doing a huge disservice to the men of Australia. They are fucking shockers and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. And they shouldn't be allowed to get away with it either, you know. That's the main thrust of this, is they want to fuck me around, I'll fuck them around back and I'll expose them for what they are. Fuck them, you know. Thanks.
Oh, g'day, how are you? I'm pretty good. I've been dealing with a friend whose wife is possessed by demons. Yeah. We talk, you know. And, you know, so basically what happened is he's, you know, gone off and had a sort of a couple of affairs, you know what I mean? And, you know, he spent a bit of time chatting to the women online and stuff, you know. And his wife found out about it, and she sort of went nuts, you know.
Yeah.
And so then he's decided to really sort of go and work on all his issues. And she keeps sort of bringing it up, you know. And see, he's happy with her sort of bringing this up and working their way through all this sort of stuff. But, you know, just it's like, you know, you might like drinking Coca-Cola and I might like drinking sparkling soda or something, you know what I mean? It's, you know, so he's sort of happy with their working their way through all this sort of stuff together as a couple. And, you know, after I've heard, you know, oh, we had a bit of a bloody you know, a bit of conflict and stuff, and she's, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, about 10 days ago, you know, he got a bit of a out-of-town sort of work job down the coast, and so, you know, that meant overnight stay and going off to another island and, you know, doing work there and then coming back, so he decided to take his wife with him, you know. So on the way there, the previous time to this, they went to the drive-in together, and she starts bringing up about him having affairs, you know what I mean? She starts bringing the same shit up, you know, and that spoiled the movie. They went out to dinner and then out to, you know, see a movie, and then went off to a hotel together, you know what I mean? Give the kids to the grandparents and have a night off, you know. And she brings that up while at the drive-in, so it ruins that event, you know. And, you know, she does it every few weeks, and then, you know, they're going down the bloody coast together. He's on a work trip, and he takes her along, and then she brings it up on the way down there, you know. And, you know how sometimes when you have to listen to something, you sort of find it's just better to sort of shut your trap and just go, yes, 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 you know, because you just want to go, this is just fucking driving me insane, you know. Well,
so you've been hearing your friend's story.
Yeah.
And he's been unloading it onto you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sounds like it's a bit of a heavy weight for you to carry around.
No, it's the fact that she just keeps on. See, his life and his style of dealing with things, he's happy, you know, with, you know, working his way through this stuff with his wife, you know.
Sure, sure.
And
let's talk about the impact on you.
Wait a second, you know.
Okay.
And so that to me is kind of like if he's, you can, to me, you know, this is not, I'm not him and he's not me, but to me that sort of, if she keeps bringing this shit up again and again and again and ruining all these fucking good times and just, you know, harping on and on and on, well, he's happy to keep working his way through this stuff with her. But to me, you know, I'd be sort of saying, look, you know, okay, I'm going to give you a fucking week to sort this stuff out. You're going to draw up a fucking list of everything that you're all really pissed off about. We're going to spend a couple of hours going right through it. And then, from then on, I'm never going to fucking listen to this shit from you ever again, because you're not going to bring it up and rub it in my face ever again. Because if you do, I'm going to kick you out, you know? You know what I mean? To put a stop to this shit.
You have quite a lot of frustration on sort of...
Well, let's not go into that, you know? But that's the way I'd be, in, you know, after it goes on and on and on, and it's been dragging on for months and months and months... you know, I'm starting to get sick, you know. If I was in his shoes, I would have gotten really sick of it really quick, you know.
You're sick of hearing it?
No, but if I was married to her, I'd be getting really sick of listening to this shit going on and on and on and on. If he's prepared to work his way through it, and she's just harping on and on and on and bringing up and just ruining all these occasions with her snivelling and bullshit, you know. No, yeah, but that's what I feel. No, but what I'm doing is when I'm listening to this stuff, that's what I feel, you know?
The impact on you is frustration on behalf of your friend, eh? I can hear...
No, it's my own frustration, because if I was in that situation, I'd be telling her to either deal with it or fucking knock it on the head, but you're not going to continue with it.
Sure.
You know?
Sure, I can hear you're angry about it.
Well, I'm not asking you whether you think I'm angry or not, okay? So what I did is I just made a decision to sort of, you know, keep my trap shut and then to not sort of buy into it, because I think, well, this is their relationship and these two people have this dynamic going on between them, and I don't think it's especially healthy, and I don't really want to be a part of it. And he's kind of like, you know, he digs his heels in and makes an arsehole of himself, and she keeps getting on his case and making an arsehole of herself. And it's kind of, that's like their shit, and I don't want it in my life.
Of course, of course. Can I ask you about your safety?
No, shut up.
Listen,
I said no, like and stop interrupting.
This is a conversation, right?
It's not a conversation, and it doesn't give you carte blanche to constantly fucking interrupt and then project all your bloody little insights and understandings, because it makes you sound like an absolute cunt and you're a fucking pain in the ass to deal with. So, fuck off.